And Leon Holmes is the Regional Arts WA Artist of the Month for September. He's an international award-winning artist based in Mandurah, known for his mastery of plein air oil painting that captures the essence of light and nature. To tell us more about his practice and to hear about behind the scenes of his event, Plein Air Down Under, here is Leon Holmes. Welcome, Leon.
Yeah, good morning, Maxie. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. Leon, you were born and raised in WA. What started your interest in creativity and painting and art?
Look, my mum couldn't drag the crayons out of my hands as a kid, I think. So, and I think a lot of kids are like that. But I think early in school days, we did a lot of early impressionist studies and stuff like that. And then I moved on to silkscreen printing as an apprenticeship and became an art director for advertising in later years.
Yeah, and I wanted to add on to that. You have had many careers and you now work full-time as an artist. What were, those professions you mentioned, like being an art director, how did these skills contribute or how do they contribute to your painting now?
I think they've been massive threads in my experience. I guess with the silkscreen printing as an apprentice, just learning to mix pots of colour, traditional, those sort of you get lost now with technology out there.
It's surprisingly difficult to mix the correct colour that you want. So there is a lot of skill required in that, isn't there?
Yeah.
It's not to get the right orange. I know it's a bit of red and yellow, but you know, you have to get the one you want. You need to get the right ratio.
Red. Yep.
So why do you think, this is a bit of an off-centre question. Why do you think it can be so difficult as artists to be full-time practitioners? Like what led you to finally decide, okay, I'm working full-time?
Successful art exhibition and thought that I was a success straight off the
path. Can you go a bit closer to the mic? You're disappearing a bit.
Yeah.
I might just call you back if you can hang up because the line's gone haywire. So I'm going to call you back. I'm going to put on a tune. And if you're just tuned in to RTRFM, we are talking with Leon Holmes. He's the Regional Arts WA Artist of the Month. And this is Artbeat. And Leon, are you there?
Hello.
Are you there? Cool, Leon.
Hello.
Leon, we were talking about being a full-time arts practitioner. How is that for you?
It's been an interesting journey, I'll say that. I think you asked me, how to sort of start out and I thought I was going to be a very successful...
Hello?
Have we lost you again, have we?
Yeah, no, you're there.
Oh, okay.
Just speak. Hello? Oh, we've lost you again. Leon, I'm going to call you back. In a little while, we keep losing you. So stay tuned. We will speak to Leon a bit later. And I will make sure we have a little chat a little bit later with you, Leon.
Yeah, okay. Hello.
Oh, no, it's okay now. Now talk. It's like your line's going in and out. So,
I don't know why.
Yeah, it might just be, I don't know, technology. So we're talking with Regional Arts WA Artist of the Month for September, internationally known plein air painter Leon Holmes. So plein air has quite a tradition. Can you tell us a bit more about what plein air is for people who may not know?
So plein air is just the French term for open air or being outside, basically. It's been adopted by painters around the world as a term because of the French Impressionists mainly. So the French Impressionists went outside to paint, taking it outside of the studio to go and capture the...
And so how's it for you to be outdoors painting? Why does that excite you?
I guess it's like playing golf, I suppose. It's a very Australian thing to do, isn't it, to get outside. And it takes artwork out into the outdoors. It's also, it takes it out of the studio and an opportunity to go and paint with other people, which is a nice thing. It becomes more community-based art.
So so talking about this community, and where do you go and paint? What do you actually paint? What materials do you use? What's your style? What's your technique? Yeah, do you paint large, small?
I tend to paint smaller, and I tend to encourage painting smaller because of the time restrictions when you're outside.
Yeah.
It's more of an opportunity to grab a quick study and a quick reference. But I'll paint anything from landscapes and seascapes to, you know, the canals of Venice, and street scenes and people sitting at cafes. It's endless. There's endless information and subject matter out there. And that's the other nice thing about it.
So you're not focused just on landscape as in nature. You will also paint buildings. And is it oil paints that you're using?
I am an oil painter, yeah, but a lot of people will use anything from watercolour, pastel, acrylics, just pen and ink and so forth. There's no rules.
And what does it mean for you to be the Regional Artist of the Month?
Oh, that's fantastic. You know, I mean, it's a real honour. And, you know, I love getting out into the country towns and things too. And Mandurah is classified as a regional country town, even though it's grown so big these days. But it still feels like a country town living down here. So, yeah, it's really an honour and very happy to be a part of it.
And I want to get back to this idea of community. And although you have exhibited internationally and continue to do so, you're also very proud of your community of Mandurah, and you contribute in many ways. And even though you do go north and up north and paint quite a bit as well, or around WA, can you tell us a bit more about your event, Plein Air Down Under, and the Mandurah Portrait Group, which both of which you've founded? Can you tell us a bit more about them?
Yeah, so Plein Air Down Under is an outdoor painting festival. It's an event. It's actually run by the Mandurah Plein Air Artists Group, which is one of the biggest outdoor painting groups in the country. And so we've got a lot of members down here that get outdoors and go painting every Tuesday. And what we've done is we've organised an event which is based on events that I've been to overseas. And it's... basically, the run of it is a number of workshops and then a final sort of festival weekend, which we all go out and paint around Mandurah and Pinjarra this year. So there'll be, like on Sunday, the King's Birthday weekend, on the Sunday there will be about 200 artists in the banks of Pinjarra and painting along the river down there. We've got a quick draw on the Monday. So we've got 2 hour.
Hello? Hello? Just disappeared. So you've got a 2 hour painting?
Yeah, we've got a 2 hour paint off, which we'll blow a horn for a start and a finish, and everybody gets the chance to paint within that 2 hour window.
Yep.
So that's on the Monday morning, and
yep.
then we open up the Mandurah Performing Arts Centre and show off all the artwork that's been produced during the week.
That sounds amazing.
And everybody's out there patting each other on the back and having a good time.
And anyone can get involved?
Anyone.
Okay.
We've got youth categories and we've got beginners categories and professional categories and all sorts of things. So it's really open for everybody.
Thanks for talking with me today, Leon.
body looks.
In your honour, I'm going to put that Mandurah boogie back on. We've just been talking to Leon Holmes, who is the Regional Arts WA Artist of the Month of September. He's based in Mandurah, or Mandurah. Plein Air Down Under is held on 17th to 24th of September across the Peel region as more than 200 artists get involved in the worldwide paint out. 7th to 8th September, and the Outdoor Painting Festival, 21st to 23rd of September. Check out Regional Arts WA